My only question now, is it really this simple? I will not give away what you have knowingly or inadvertently revealed. I know now that what you say is true, this cannot be told, it must be discovered, for it has no power if it is revealed to one. Is this the reason there is so much secrecy? Not so much that people won't find out because it is, quote, just for the elite, but rather, that if they happen to be told it, instead of discovering it they would never have any chance of escape.
The truth wants to be known by you, it is its main goal, inviting you every moment of your life, so to be understood by you it is out of necessity simple and to be noticed relating to providence. It is, quote, in front of you. The last question has a yes as an answer. If you did find it, thank the divine law, nothing, nobody else. The journey just started, long path.
Is this simply an upping of the ante, to test if I have the will to continue, or is there in fact a force that tries to keep people in a sleepwalking state? A force that does not want people to, quote, be all they can be. If so, what is the best way to deal with it in your experience?
It is connected to the operations of your physical body which rebels every time you reach higher to that realm. Physical body has the task to let you experience this reality and whenever you search for the other, it resists. It is its duty, so, respecting it and gently taming it is the best approach. Also beings will accompany your thoughts and try to divert them, again it is their duty, show respect and that will be recognized by them. Never see them as malicious or evil. They only react to your actions. There is not a force which does not want you to be what you really are. The opposite is true, but they also have their tasks that they must fulfill. This is about a material part of you.
Shall we forget everything we know? Shall we simply let go of our own ego and accept a different paradigm altogether? That would be very difficult to do, as it has sustained us as individuals in this life.
Recollect everything you used to know, devalue the things which were taught to you since you forgot the former, and return.
What advice do you have for raising a child on earth?
I have no children nor will I have one. The first thing a baby does when born is cry. It does so because the soul is conscious of what it has been born into and is in a state of disbelief. You are more conscious of what you are and where you were during and right after birth than you are now. The soul makes the body cry because it is the first time it came to this physical realm, although this is a very limited number, or because it realizes it has returned through reincarnation, after failing in the former life, which is a vast majority. The soul itself is not the one crying, it is unfamiliar with these functions in its original state, yet the impulses it gives makes the body cry. It cries, quote, without a reason, for days, weeks, months, until the consciousness has lost its power, be it through natural processes or the influence of parents and these days even medication. That is when the human is truly born, after they forget who they are, where they are, some forget faster than others. This crying is different to the crying that follows after the first few months, one can even hear it. Comfort them during this crucial period of consciousness and make it known that the one has gifted them with a chance to return back to the place they belong. This will have an impact which will influence them for the rest of their lives, subconsciously. The time of birth was determined, as is the time of passing on, together with the environment, parents, circumstances of birth, health, etc. Nothing is a coincidence. But during puberty they get cut loose from certain strings and they will be fully responsible for their actions, having the free will to lead the life they want. They determine the quality of it. They can even determine the way they pass on, quote, death, by the choices they make but cannot change the time of passing on. Just a few areas of their lives will be influenced by the tools that the parents have given them. Most of the child's life will be based on free will, which will have very little to nothing to do with parents. You are only important in the first 5 to 6 years of the child's life, so that is where you can do most good. Use your intuition, not instinct, two different matters. When becoming a parent you are rewarded with qualities, which concern raising children, which were not available before. Listen to them. Every child is different, respond differently, but make them aware there is more than they experience, that there is a good source where everything and everybody flows out of for a reason, and one day they will return after realizing their task here on earth. Do not tell this all at once, but over years, and do not tell more than this. If done the right way, they will start looking for it on their own for the rest of life, which is their duty. If you present it to them in an obvious way, like religious people do, you will achieve the opposite. Musical instruments were passed on in a different era for a reason, and it was not just to listen to other people playing them. Education is one method of manipulation. I have mentioned the others. They will be manipulated, but after puberty they have an important opportunity to undo it. They will also get opportunities during the rest of their lives. You cannot stop the manipulation, neither instigate an awakening. That is up to the child and how it responds to the tools provided to it. The mind of the universe following divine law is always penetrating your child, so it is being provided with the chance to wake every moment. It is up to him or her.
What do you know of an advanced race who were, and some still are, worshipped as gods? Do you recognize any lords or deities?
There is only one race at the present, not another special race that is above the other. People are confusing different matters and eras. The one is worshipped and praised as what you call, quote, God. The word, quote, God, is a corrupt term. It would imply that you as a human would have control over the invocated higher being, like before. I had to be careful how to phrase it to not fall into the trap myself. I would say do not use it, but it is your own choice with consequences. The One has many manifestations, emanations, characteristics which are present in a hierarchy of beings with different workings but operating together. All are incorporeal, immaterial, although some may operate bodies in a fashion different to ours, some by lowering their frequency, which is actually emanating a form from themselves, may appear in the material world. All are praised, for they are the one who creates the good, and they direct theirs to the one too. You people worship some humans as, quote, gods, be it, quote, prophets, quote, celebrity, sportsmen, politicians, authors, etc., which is an abomination.
What do you eat? Where does it come from?
What nature provides directly. I have a greenhouse which provides me with certain vegetables and fruit which sprang from uncontaminated seeds. I have some healthy animals which provide me with meat, eggs, milk. I get my water from an underground spring. For you to know, bread can be bought at small independent bakeries, especially the, quote, foreign ones who do not use the same ingredients as the, quote, natives. They are not free from them, but better still. Some of the food and drinks sold in these, quote, foreign run shops will be better for you than the ones sold in supermarkets. This is not how the rest of my family lives. They have, quote, servants, which provide them with their needs with the products from their own properties, factories, farms, etc.
Insider, what can you tell me about Nikola Tesla? Do you think he completed or failed his, quote, mission here on Earth?
All knowledge is passed on. Tesla's was too to him, they are not his original ideas. Two insiders passed on to him the knowledge, knowing Tesla would use it to advance the plan, which was alive then, to gain control over the energy resources from certain bloodlines by diminishing their value with, quote, new technology. Tesla made it public to the wrong people and ended the whole thing. Clever individual, not so clever human. Insiders from the minority must be vigilant, because of these kind of events.
Are there any wholesale events on the horizon that will translate into a quantum leap in mass consciousness and or redefine life and the way it is lived?
No, not like that. As mentioned a few times, it is on a personal level, meaning you getting self-conscious yourself through the tools available to you. I have described some as far as I am allowed to. There may be an event which would alter the way civilization is perceived now. It happened before many times, but that will have nothing to do with what you mentioned. Your duty towards the One and yourself still stays the same, no matter what happens. Do not waste energy waiting for events. Being generic and inanimate, your stay will only be extended. I might add this, which may sound contrary to what I said, but listen carefully. When masses are made to believe something negative, they may create what they did not want. Which is how, for instance, the quote NWO, like you people name it, works. You are believing it is taking shape, so it will take shape, and theorists are major players in helping this taking shape by bombarding you with quote facts that it is taking shape, claiming you are giving in power every day, and they control you more, while in reality you are in full control. So the people who are quote waking up to it are the ones who are creating it. Visualization also works that way around. But, I repeat, even if these things would happen, your duty towards the one and yourself still stays the same.